Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable to your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. I come to you with great gratitude for being here today, so thank you so much. If you go to the website for Holy Apostles, you can go into sermons and you'll see all the different sermons of the different weeks. And I realized that the last time I preached in Holy Apostles, it was 19 minutes, where everybody else takes 11 to 12. And I was like, 19 minutes? This is like a lot of time to keep people sitting, you know, on their pews listening to somebody. So I started to work on trying to target 15 minutes. I don't know how successful I am going to be, but at least I'm going to go for that. The story of Mary and Martha is something that we all know. Mary and Martha are characters that even if you are not a Christian, you know about them. Listen, it's fantastically interesting how people use Mary and Martha to define themselves. And you hear people saying, oh, I am more like Martha. And we love those, because those, they are going to do everything that needs to be done. I mean, I love them because they do everything and I don't have to do anything. And when we have somebody who says, well, I am more like Mary, we are like, that means that I have to do the work, right? But we even use the story of Mary and Martha to define who we are as individuals. The story is very straightforward. It's a story in the Gospel of Luke. It's a story that the Gospel of Luke was written toward the end of the first century. The temple had been destroyed, and Luke wrote the Gospel with the idea to help people to understand that Jesus was in fact the Messiah, that the Lord of Moses, that everything that was written by the psalmist, that everything that was said by the prophets, everything became real on the incarnation of Jesus. So Luke really tries very hard in bringing us the reality of Jesus as a Messiah. Luke does something else, which is Luke help us understand what do we need to do for us to be a servant. Mary and Martha are characters in the Bible that you know. In the Gospel of John, Mary and Martha of Bethany, they are the sisters of Lazarus. And you remember Lazarus was the guy who was raised from the dead, right? And in the Gospel of John, Mary is also the person who anointed the feet of Jesus and dried with her hair. So we know that Jesus had a relationship, a personal relationship with them. You remember that when Lazarus died, the Bible says that Jesus wept. So this was his friend. And there is Jesus on the house of this friend, having a great moment with the disciples. But listen, I am one of those weird guys, right? One of the problems that I had when I was growing up was that I always had to see things in a completely different way. I was that kid, the why kid, the one who, there was never one answer that was enough for me. So I have lived my life flipping things around, trying to understand the other side of the coin. I'm sorry, but when you read the chapter 10 of Luke, the first 37 verses are all about being a servant. Chapter 10 of Luke describes selecting the 70 who were going to go door to door, knocking, making sure people were okay. And then it talks about the parable of the Good Samaritan. What it tells us, it is that one we don't want to be close to, the one who we need to serve. Serve, 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 serve. And then the story of Mary and Martha, where Jesus tells Martha, don't serve, listen. Doesn't make sense. Something does not make sense.
serve,
serve, serve, serve. Don't serve. There's got to be something more in that story that is speaking to us and then stays within the frame of what the gospel is trying to tell us. I struggled into what is this about. I struggled because when I asked people, do you know the story of Mary and Martha? They said, yes, yes. Martha was still working all the time and Mary was listening to Jesus. And that's very powerful. And it is very powerful because Mary was treated like an apostle. She was at the feet of Jesus at a time where women were not allowed to do that. I mean, it shows how progressive Jesus was. I mean, we call it progressive today, right? But in the times of Jesus, he was called a criminal. I mean, he was breaking the law. You know, we love to see, oh, sweet, sweet, sweet Jesus. And yes, sweet Jesus. But Jesus was breaking the law all the time as Jesus was doing his minister. I mean, he was, come on, I mean, we got to be realistic. We love the guy. We follow the guy. He was a rebel. Maybe that's why we follow the guy, right? So we have Jesus in the middle of this situation. And when I ask people, people say, oh, Mary and Martha, yeah, the story. But something happened about 2 weeks ago. I was talking to some people from my church, and Christina, who is the rector's wife, she was talking about the Bible, the Vacation Bible School. And she said, oh, the kids were so well-behaved, they didn't tattle, T-A-D-D-L-E. English is my second language, and I had never, I mean, if I heard the word tattle, it didn't register in my computer, right? So I was like, what do you mean by tattle? And she explained what tattle was. And then I said, there was a table of people, I said, oh, so you're saying that what Martha was doing was what Martha was saying about Mary was tattling to Jesus. And everybody said, yeah, yeah, that's what it is. So, you know, it's not that we do not know there's something about the story. It's that we feel comfortable thinking that it's better to believe that the story is just about Martha working too hard and not listening. No, there's more about it. I have no kids. Kevin and I decided not to adopt any kids. There was a moment in our lives in which Kevin had the brilliant idea that we maybe should go for a kid. And I had this brilliant idea. I called my friend Tamura. And we called Tamura and we asked Tamura, Tamura, can we borrow Nathaniel? Nathaniel was like 7, 8, right? Maybe 9. This happened like about 4 or 5 times. And we will get Nathaniel on Thursday. You know, we wanted to do it right. We wanted to take him to school, pick him up from school, spend the weekend, do things. So Thursday, Tamura was so grateful. It was vacation for free. So she planned trips. I mean, she would come and say, you guys want to keep Nathaniel again? And she planned fancy trips for her, right, and her spouse. So it was wonderful. We kept Nathaniel. By Friday afternoon, we couldn't wait for Tamura to come and pick up Nathaniel. And Nathaniel was great, right? It was fantastic. But it was exhausting. And every time we realized, we cannot do this. But you don't have to be an expert in children to realize that children, they tattle with each other all the time. So we were in the Allentown, Pennsylvania area about 3 or 4 weeks ago with some friends, and there are 2 young kids, right? They came. The girl came, Mom! Mom! Stephen is eating all the M&Ms! And Stephen comes running. She's lying! She's lying! And the girl said, I'm not lying! And the mother was so sweet and so mature, said, Stephen, let me see your tongue. And Stephen said, I only ate 2. You know what the funny thing was that if it would have been me, I would have said, no more M&Ms for anybody, done. But the mother was so sweet. She said, okay, You're going to need to figure this out among yourself, and you're going to have to share. And you cannot be fighting with each other. What a moment, right? It makes me think that when Jesus listened to Martha telling about Mary, Jesus probably took the approach like, Martha, it's all good. You're good. Mary is good. Let's just share the time. Come on, sit down. And then we all cling together. And that's the part of the story that we do not read. That if it was there, it was removed from the Bible. As Christians, we are called to serve each other. It is our Christian duty, and it is instructed on chapter 10 of Luke. But let's be realistic. Sometimes serving becomes overwhelming, unhealthy. It becomes too much. Sometimes we serve and we serve and we give and we give and we give. Sometimes we say, God, seriously? Do I need to give more? I'm exhausted. We all have been in that place. We all have been in that place where we give a little bit too much. What do we do? How do we avoid putting ourselves in that place? I'm going to tell you a story. Long, long time ago, in a small, small town surrounded by trees and beautiful forests, there were two brothers. And one day, the brothers decided that they were going to go into a competition. The competition was, let's see who chops the most amount of wood in 3 days. So the two brothers went into the woods, went into the forest, and all their brothers start chop, 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 non-stop, 3 days. The younger brother, chop, 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 took a break. Chop, 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 took a nap. Chop, 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 went to bed. Woke up, chop, 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 and did it again. At the end of the competition, the younger brother had chopped more wood than the older one. So the older one got really, really upset and asked, how could it be? How did you do this? And the younger brother said, because while you were chopping, 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 and while you saw me taking breaks, I was sharpening my axe. Friends, in the world we live today, we do not take time to sharpen our axe. Think about this. When was the last time you did it? So there are two interesting lessons of the story of Mary and Martha. God always provides opportunities for us to sharpen our axe. That's why Jesus told Martha, hey, hey, chill out. Calm down. You're missing it. Come. Come sit with us. And the other story is that Jesus individualized his message to Martha. He went straight to Martha and said, hey, dear, I got it. Stop working. It's all good. God individualizes God's message for you and for me. God knows who we are. God knows our name. God knows our thoughts, our concerns, our fears. Because He is our Maker, and our Maker knows our name. God knows our talents, our desires, our abilities, our weaknesses. God sends us into situations where we can be victorious in delivering the love of God to others, and send others in situations in which you and I will not be successful. So the kingdom continues to happen in this place we call earth. In that way, we can really continue to be servants of the Lord. God knows your name. And perhaps today, God wants you to know that if you are a Mary, it is time to stop and listen to the voice of Martha that reflects the divine share of God within you. And that if you are a Martha, it is time for you to listen to the voice of Mary that shares the divine part of God within you. Why? Because God loves us. There is a hymn that I love. It is in a hymnal, Alleluia 3, is hymn number 57. It says, I have a maker. He formed my heart. Before even time began, my life was in his hands. I have a father. He calls me his own. He'll never leave me, no matter where I go. He knows my name. He knows my every thought. He sees each tear that falls and hears me when I call.